you can think of. These smartphones have emailing, texting, tweeting, stock quotes, Facebook. Listen, we've got apps coming out the yin-yang. Oh, wait. Are you with the other guys? Hey, are you with the other guys? Get out of here. You gotta make the switch. Because with Thumb Cellular, enjoy luxury. Unlimited emailing, unlimited texting, and unlimited web surfing. It's like having the whole wide world at your fingertips. Hey, go tell your friends, all right? Listen, you wouldn't happen to be interested in any watches. Didn't think so.
The second half is about a minute 53 away from beginning in Reese here in Division 7 Free District. Reese leads Ubley 22-8. Beginning this third quarter momentarily. Some other scores in the area. Harbor Beach leads Merrill at halftime, 35-0. It was 14-0 after one. They tacked on 21 more in the second quarter for 35-0. Brown City trails Saginaw Nouvelle 6-22 at halftime. It was 14-6 Nouvelle after one. It's now 22-6 at halftime. Nouvelle with a 16-point lead. Then we move to eight-man playoffs. North Huron at Peck is still 0-0 at halftime. And CPS is leading Deckerville 20-8 at halftime. So CPS, trying to take out Deckerville, a powerhouse, made the switch to eight-man this year from 11-man last year. CPS leading Deckerville 20-8 in eight-man football. The game in front of us right here, it's Reese 22, Ubley 8. Reese is ready to kick this one off. That's number 9. Adam Jansen, the senior tight end, defensive line, and kicker for Reese. He'll be kicking off on the right side of a radio. Ubley finishing stretching, going to the sideline, getting one last recruit. All right, Dave, what do you think the adjustments were for Ubley in that halftime?
Their adjustments are going to come on defense to try and slow down the Reese offense. Now, they're going to continue to do what they're doing on obvious running plays. But on plays where they feel passed, they're going to try and get more guys to float back into that zone. They play man-to-man on run defenses and zone against the pass. They're going to have their linebackers and defensive backs gambling a little more to try and knock down some of these passes. They got to keep it out of the hands of guys like Nayard and players like that who've been making big plays. Nayard actually takes two guys to guard sometimes. He's that tall and that wide, and he can really snag a ball out of the air. So. Look for Reese to continue to do what they're doing, but they're going to have to the same issues. They are going to have to be prepared for the play action that I'll be throwing at them.
And there's the kick from Jansen down to about the 15-yard line into the hands of number 2, Nick Sweeney. He's out to the 30. And there's a little bit of a scrum, rugby style, at the right there at the 30-yard line. So good return for Nick Sweeney to start this second half. First and 10 from the 30-yard line out of the Bearcats. 70 yards for a score. And here we go, third quarter.
Hey, here we go. Back to the wing tee. We're going to see if that Ubley offensive line is going to continue to provide holes for these tailbacks and Sweeney to try and turn them 2-yard gains into 4 or 5-yard gains and making second and third down and shorts a little bit easier to come by.
First and 10 from the 30-yard line. 11:52 left in the third quarter. Reese leads by 14, 22-8. Reese had scored 22 unanswered. Ubley came back with a score of their own. Now they have the ball to start the second half. It's a handoff to the right side through the right hole to number 5, Kurt Kabanski, out to the 35, maybe 36-yard line. That's going to be second and 5 now for Ubley.
That's just what the doctor ordered there. 5-yard runs, about double what they were averaging in the first half. This is going to make third downs a lot easier and hopefully prevent them fourth down passes that they've had to make in the first half. This will make things so much easier.
Second and 5. Left to right across your radio are the black pant, white jersey, black helmet, Ubley Bearcats. This one's a handoff right through the middle, and he has room to run. Number 40, Ryan Haig, gets across midfield down to the 47. I was looking at the wrong running back the whole time. And that, just like that, from the 35 down to the 47, that's an 18-yard carry into Reese territory for number 40, Ryan Haig, first and 10.
They like to use Ryan Haig as their big body, as a lead blocker and a fullback. But he normally gets a lot of carries for Ubley because he's such a powerful downhill runner. Nice to see them as part of their adjustments in the second half. feed him the rock a few times, and Reese was not expecting it.
And it's a handoff to the right side. Reese was expecting that one, except they still get down to the 45-yard line. Bound of that pile is number 40. That's number 40, Ryan Haig, one more time with a 3-yard gain. Second and 7, splitting the hash marks left to right across the radio, directly in front of us here at the 45-yard line of Reese territory. 10:27 left in the third quarter. Ubley trails 22-8 to the home team, Reese. But Ubley with the ball, working their way down the field. First, second and 7. Sweeney with the keeper on the left end has room to run back to the original last scrimmage. Spins back to the middle of the field, down to about the 43-yard line. Gain of 2. And now Ubley facing a third and roughly 5.
I had nothing going on that left side. I got 1 or 2 yards and ran into a wall. He spun back and spun into another wall. 79, Brandon Bauer was right there.
3rd and 5 for the Ubley Bearcats at the Reese 43-yard line. Reese making some adjustments, keeping Nick Sweeney in the pocket. Can't swing out to the outside like he's had success all season long. T formation, Sweeney under center, 3 men in the backfield, left to right across the radio. It's a handoff, quick handoff, and there's a fumble. The handoff to number 12, Brian Bland, went errant, hit the ground, and Reese was there to pick it up. And just like that, Reese. Brian Bland jumped back on it. Not quite sure how that Reese defender didn't jump on it. Brian Bland was actually diving away from the ball when that went loose, and somehow he brought it back in. So it was a loss of a yard for Brian Bland. Lucky for them to keep this drive alive, and now Nick Sweeney is out to kick this one for the punt. This line of scrimmage at the 44. Sweeney's kicking this one from his own 45. And takes an ugly bounce into the 8-yard line, rolls dead at the 7, initially bounce to the 10. So great punt from Nick Sweeney, pegs Reese into deep in their own territory at their own 7-yard line. Reese has 93 yards to go for a score. The score remains 22-8 after Ubley stalls out basically at midfield, mostly due to a fumble recovered by Ubley on third down.
Yeah, I'm not sure if Bland actually fumbled it or the handoff. The exchange wasn't very good, but nice job by Bland, the senior. Doesn't panic, dives down there and pulls that ball in. Remember, Bland, 5'5", 150 pounds. It's not very likely he's wrestling away from some of these big defensive linemen. So nice job by him to corral that ball.
And a man in motion gets it. That's to number 13. That's Matt Frost around the left end. Gets out to about the 15, 16-yard line from the 7. So it's going to be a gain of 8 yards. 2nd and 2 from the 15.
Number 55, Daniel Rutkowski, makes another tackle for Ubley.
Reese moving right to left across the radio. 8:25 left in the third quarter, leading by 2 touchdowns, 22-8. This is a handoff to the right side to number 21, Trevor Elbers. He gets past the first down marker by about a yard out to the 19. That's a gain of 3. And now 1st and 10 from the 19 of Reese's own territory.
Number 71, Scott Shepard. He's a sophomore. 6'1", 250, makes the tackle.
Trevor Elbers has 6 carries in the night for 57 yards, averaging just under 10 at 9.5 to be precise. Receiver wind to the right. 1 man in the backfield, and a flanker now in motion to the right side. It's a handoff to the left to number 12. That would be Tony Bentley out to the 31-yard line. Gain of 11 to move the chains, 1st and 10.
Number 5, Kurt Kabatsky, eventually brought him down.
Reese utilizing a lot of motion plays, getting a lot of defenders confused here for Ubley in this second half. Good adjustments by the Reese offensive coordinator and head coach for the Rockets. 1st and 10 from the 31-yard line, their own turf. Another man in motion. It's another handoff to number 21. Caught it right at the line of scrimmage is number 21, Trevor Albers. Ubley read that one from the get-go. No gain, 2nd and 10.
Nice job by Tyler Drapeski as he shed his blocker and made a nice tackle after a short gain.
What Reese has been doing this entire second half is they send a man out wide, they bring him through the backfield, and as the ball snapped, that man in motion is right behind center, and it's almost a direct snap, but it's a quick handoff from Piak to typically number 21. This time